Hello, everyone. My name is Antonio Aguilar, and for those of you that do not know me, I am the Training and Development Coordinator here at Fresno EOC. I'm super excited as this is officially our first episode of our new podcast that we are calling the Poverty Fighters Podcast. Now, to help me introduce this podcast and give everyone some more information as to what you can expect, I have with me here today our first guest or my co-host for today, all the way from our HR department. I'd like to introduce you all to Vanessa Snyder. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing today?
I am all right. It is Monday, so at least it's close to the end of Monday. So,
yeah, so we're recording this episode on a Monday. Why would we get started on a Monday? I don't know, but we're doing it. Vanessa, first of all, thank you for being my first guest here on the podcast. Before we jump into things, why don't we tell everyone a little bit more about Fresno EOC and what we do here?
All right. So Fresno EOC, we are one of the largest community action agencies in the nation. We are a private nonprofit organization with over 1,200 employees, over 30 different programs, and we have everything from WIC to foster grandparents, you know, that just a lot of programs here to serve our community. We are in the Central Valley, which, as you may or may not know, there is a lot of need in our community. And I just really enjoy working somewhere where we're making a difference every day to try to help people get to a better place in their lives.
Yeah, definitely. I think you said it perfectly. And you've been here a lot longer than I have. But just in the short year that I've been here, I've truly been blown away by the wide range of services that we offer to the community and really the passion that all of our employees have for fighting poverty, you know, and, you know, that's why we named it the Poverty Fighters Podcast, because we really all have that same goal in mind to just help the community in whatever way we can. And it still surprises me how much people have not heard of EOC with how large we are. I think we're the second or third largest community action agency in the nation. And just the amount of work that we do on a yearly basis is truly amazing. So Vanessa, tell us a little bit about what you do in HR and what you do for our HR department.
So I am a human resources manager of systems here at Fresno EOC. What that means is I oversee our HR database, and that is where employee information lives, that ensures that people are being paid properly and also helps managers to manage their teams. I do a lot of reporting for the agency overall to help get a pulse on what's going on within the agency. And I am lucky enough to be on a great HR team of, I think we're 12 strong now.
Yep, 12.
And yeah, a really, really great group of people to be around. And I oversee you're one of the people I oversee, our training and development team, and also our front desk team, Connie and Erica, that if you've been with the agency for a while, if you've talked to HR, you've probably talked to either Connie, Erica, or Tony here. So that's really cool to be so involved in with people that work with everyone in the agency.
So yeah, just to give our listeners a little more background, as Vanessa mentioned, she is my supervisor, and her and I, as well as the rest of our HR team, have been working together to put this podcast together and provide it to not only our EOC employees, but to everyone in the world of podcast. And we wanted to just come up with a new way to be able to connect with everyone. And so Vanessa, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about what they can expect from this podcast and the upcoming episodes?
So if I'm being honest, we're still figuring it all out, but we have some big plans. I am glad that I am on the podcast today because I wouldn't want to be following up the next guest that you have in line, but we are going to be talking about leadership topics, general HR topics, tips for how to stand out and get hired at, it doesn't have to be Fresno EOC, but just how to get hired out there. We don't live in a bubble And we know that there is a lot going on in the world right now. And human resources, like it's in the name, we're all about connecting with people. And we want to serve as, have this serve as a platform to help connect with others and help them get connected with our agency or with their own agency. We know some stuff about HR, and hopefully we can bring some of that to the table as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we're going to be sharing a lot of leadership content on here, you know, with all the amazing programs that we have a lot of amazing leaders. And I'm very excited to get some of those leaders on here and kind of share some tips, you know, from their perspective, and being in a leadership role, and sharing different strategies as well. Like Vanessa said, our next guest is going to be a great one, so you don't want to miss that episode. We're actually going to have our CEO, Amelia Reyes, on our next episode, so I'm super excited about that. Vanessa, anything else that you want to say before we end this inaugural podcast?
No, I'm just really excited to see this happening. Tony has taken a whole lot of initiative and is thinking this through, and he has a really big plan for this. I'm really excited just to see where this all goes, and I hope everyone enjoys what you're putting out.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Vanessa. Thank you for your time and for being our first guest / my co-host, and I hope that we can have you back on for another conversation very soon, and so thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, folks, our very first Poverty Fighters podcast. I hope you all enjoyed this first episode, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Hopefully you guys could tune in, share this podcast with your family and friends, and we will talk to you soon. Take care.